We're holding,
I think, Shin number 3, I think, right? I think Shin number 3, Shin number 4, Boyer, Bezos Shem 3. So we already discussed. The shaylus of boira, how it's nageya. But what we have to discuss now is the three tanoim. Three tanoim means the three ways that it's permitted to do boira and it's also to do boira. And we'll just start again with the quick sikkim of what we started with, and that was as follows. In order for a person to not be over on boira, an ism in atayra, and he walks out the door. To be over on boira, we said again, you need a mixture, number one. Number two, you need two different meaning. When you have two different items and they're mixed together, you have entered a parasha of boira. Either you're over in this and that, or it's mutter lechatchila, depending on what you do. And this is crucial to know what the three tanoim are. So we already discussed, Baruch Hashem, miyat. We said in order for a person to do the right thing, it has to be number one, miyad, immediate usage. Number two, it has to be biyad, which is hand. And number three, that means with the good from the bad. When you have all of those three conditions, miyad, biyad, good from bad, it's 100% permitted. And we said, per pshat, what's the reason why? From some of the Rishonim, and the reason why is poshut. Because that's not the derech of boyer in the Mishkan. Derech HaBoyer, the Mishkan will take the bad from the good, it was done with the clean, and it was not done for miyat. Mimela. If a person dies, miyat, biyat, and good from bad, it's 100% mutar lachatzchala. Okay. Okay, we're cleaning again too. Okay, so again, we have already discussed miyat. I think this is clear for the Olam. I think we get at least two shiurim of what does it mean, the word miyat. Okay. We're now going to start with the next chalik. The next chalik goes like this. What does it mean, biyat? What does it mean that a person has to do the boira biyat? How long we know that we use many utensils in our kitchen. We use forks, knives, we use strainers, we use peelers, we use all sorts of things. Are these things boira or they're not boira? So number one we have to know, as I say, a specialized sorting... Well, first of all, I have to start with one thing actually before we continue. And that's number one. Two things I want to say. Question number one, we had this at the end of the shiur last week, and I was going to say, how about if you have a bowl or different types of garinim? Some are sunflower seeds and the white ones and the brown, they're all different. And you separate half of this bowl into another bowl. Is that boira?
You're not saying anything specific.
That's not boira, that's called separating half the mixture to another half. That you didn't separate any meaning. Number two, I've always said, I have to tell the olim over here, Klo, and you'll remind him over to me on Shabbos afternoon, and he told me he was sitting by somebody's house, and the wife did something on Shabbos. I'm not really into it right now, it's not against us, really official Shaila. She did something on Shabbos with the chocolate cake. She brings it in, and he goes, hey, how'd you heat that up? I said, what do you mean? I did this, whatever that was. He said, hey, don't have to do that. Now all the guests are thinking, hey, why not? I think it's a cake. Anyway, they're not going to say anything. He says, no, you can't do that. She says, why not? I learned in the seminary. What do you mean? Of course you can. He says, no, you can't do it. You're not serving it. And he made a gun to my sister. She was going mad. She was embarrassed. They were sitting there plotting. He told me he was sitting there going mad. Like, Shalom Bayez, but he had to go to Rome. The Rav Asadeh, which I think was some of the things, whatever.
Right now.
No, the man was wrong. The husband was posh wrong, my boy said. You have no idea. This guy told me he was sitting there. He told me he's 100% sure that when the guests left and they closed the door, Shem Rachim were flying pans over there. Shem Rachim, what happened? My boy said, it's clear one thing over here. That learning Hilchos Shabbos is a scholar. Shalom Bayis. If a woman sees her husband doesn't know anything, he's an Amorex. Zavada. Number two, my boy said, I have to be makdum. Sorry. Today, we're starting Shavuot. What is Shavuot?
Oh, you know, right?
Shavuot, right? What's Shavuot? Shavuot is in Yoni Kedusha. In Yomei Kedusha means that a person is supposed to mechazi in Kedusha, right? Normally, what does that mean in Yomei Kedusha? It means Shachas Nida. You go and look all over the Yerushalayim, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of shiurim. Mom is starting this week on Hilchas Nida, Mekavet Shegadim. So I give a shiur once a week in a Chassidish place over there where I live, and I give a shiur once a week on Hilchas Shabbos. Now I was thinking, oh, today I'm going to give a shiur on Hilchas Shabbos and start a cherubim. And, you know, it's like supposed to be Hilchas Nida, so what am I going to say to, like, counteract that? Bob, Hashem, I found in the Eid of Gracious Chachma. Subdivacious Chachma in Shar HaKadusha. Subdivacious Chachma in Shar HaKadusha. If a person wants to mechanish himself, make himself holy, he should have rather learned Hilchas Shabbos. Because Hilchas Shabbos is what makes the person do holiness. Join us, weiter. No again, weiter, but now we're going to start the chelik of Kli. Like the advertising, right?
Yeah.
Didn't work. Anyway. Now, weiter, let's discuss Kli. What does it mean, Kli? Does it mean that I always have to eat with my hands? Because the chelik will be yad means. Biyad means I have to eat with my hands. We'll see. What does biyad mean? So who's the place to imagine? Biyad does not necessarily only mean your hands. It means anything that's an extension of the hand.
Silverware.
So, for example, we'll get to silverware. However, you have a specialized sorting utensil, like a sieve, whatever you call it, right? A sieve. This is an issa min ha-toyah of boira. You put the pasta in and the water comes out the hole on the bottom. This is an issa min ha-toyah of boira. Why? It's a specialized utensil. Anything that's a specialized utensil is issa min ha-toyah, and that clears mukta.
Slotted spoon.
Right. Slotted spoon could be shallow. We'll get to that. I'm not going to push it right now. But right now we're talking about the sieve. It's issa min ha-toyah. But that is issa min ha-toyah and it's mukta. Number two. How about if you have something that's not a specialized utensil, but it can be used that way? That's an issa d'rabbanan, right? Because it's not really the derech that way. And this will more again to us right now. A spoon and a fork is 100% mutter if it's used in the following way. That means a person, here are two people. One person using a spoon, and one person using a spoon. One person is chayt misa, and one person mutter chazila.
Well, what do you mean? The person using a spoon?
The answer is, it depends how you use the spoon. And this is the yisoid in boyer. So there's three mahalchim, how a person can use silverware, cutlery, and be 100% mutter. Number one, if the only reason you're having this spoon or this fork is to use it in a way that doesn't make your hands dirty, that's mutter. Reason number two, if the only reason you're using this fork or this spoon, whatever it may be, is because I can't reach it, that would be mutter also. Reason number three, if it's difficult to do it without a fork or a knife, it's also mutter. What's awesome? When the fork or the knife helps me make the selection between the good and the bad. For example, you had soup. Now, on the top of the soup, you will put a layer of oil. You take the spoon, and you like skim it very little bit, and you get rid of the oil. Now, could you do it with your hands? Probably not. It's not going to work. If you had it, you could be there, it's not going to work. Well, it's not going to work. You go do it with the spoon. So here, the spoon is helping me do better. It's helping to make the selection between the oil and the soup. But they're awesome. But you're bottom, because it's not specialized. Masha Inki. If I have, for example, a carrot in a soup, and I take my fork, and I go into the carrot and I pull out the boiler. I've got to know why. I've got to know my hands. I don't want to stick my hand into the jello. The minute that's about the mutter. Noodles we'll get to. Noodles will be the option. That's the option we're going to get to. Oh, that could be the shine. Option we'll get to when it comes to salads. Yeah, we're going to get to that. Oh, but again, my boy said the yisoid is clear. When the only reason that I'm using a fork or a spoon is to stop my hands getting dirty. All I want is to make it easier for my life. Or it is possible because I can't get to it, because it's all in front of the pan. But the is mutter. So for a person, for example, to eat in a Zama Hala where he's picking up this fork, it's not by the Machal. Much angry if he takes his fork and push this one away and put that one away. That's by the Mamash. So it's very important for a person to know how is he using his cutlery? How is he using his silverware? Right? This way, there's some we'll discuss. For example, peeling an apple with a knife, right? Take a knife, you peel an apple, take the peel off. Now we learn boira is a shayla also when it comes to peeling. So the maisa, maybe you'll tell me it's boira with a kli. Again, we're not discussing miyad, we're discussing good from bad. What a kli! What asa! Again, in order for it to be 100% mutu of boira, you need miyad, biyad, and good from bad. We're now discussing the biyad. And we're saying that not only does it mean your hand mamish, and it has to be only your hand going in, along with anything that's called the extension of your hand. What's an extension of your hand? My fork, push it to get to my carrot. It's about the butter, right? Taking my spoon of soup. Is that boiler? I'm on it not. Is it boiling the clean? I'm using the clean. No. Why? Push it to get the soup out. I can't do it. My hand wouldn't go so good. Maybe I help it better. Masha Inking. If you use the spoon to make the selection better, for example, the oil on top of the chicken soup, where the spoon is being used to make the boire, this is called boire bekli. This is so nogea on Shabbos kodesh with boire shiners. Okay.
Ovens is right. You take a ladle. Just skim it.
We're going to get to that with
all the oil.
It
could be boire bekli. Skim it up, and all the oil comes through.
No, it goes inside.
How about if you have a mixture and you push away to get to this thing? That's not boire. Why not? And it's separate isn't it? If you have a hole in the socks, I want the boil sock over there. So I can shove that away and get that one. I boire. No! Why? Because everything still is a mixture. Only when you remove it from the mixture! That's when it's boire. But he hadn't moved from the mixture.
What's it called?
What? It's called nothing. It's called nothing. It's called boire.
Remove that one from the yard,
good from bad. How about the seder?
What if you take your stuff out of your shawl and see you don't want the potatoes or the beans?
It's a military. That's true, we didn't do that yet. Yeah. We'll get to that later. Okay, so let's go through now different types of kelim to see pshat. Again, the seder of voice is a kli that's helping your life, that's helping your stone and make your hands dirty, or possibly to eat the food. That's not called boire bekli. When you're using the utensil in a way to make the selection easier, that's when it could be boiled. For example, what is oil in Taina to peel an apple with a knife? Mutra asks, is that called boiled clean or not clean?
Not clean.
I'm asking, is it called a kli? I use a knife to make my life easier. When you're using a kli to make your life easier, that's a good borrow of a kli if it's done with cutlery and silverware. We're not discussing right now sieves and all these things. Sieves about the Ottoman Atelier, sieves about the Mukhtar. So this is Clark. Somebody once asked in Yeshiva, what happens to filter paper for Turkish coffee? Are you allowed to take a filter for Turkish coffee? I've had this in the too, right? It's a piece of paper, it's a strainer. It's an ism in the Torah to use filter paper for Turkish coffee. Right? Okay, now we're going back to our boys.
Turkish coffee, anyways.
We'll get to water our boys tomorrow. I'll look at the shadow of the New York water massive.
The bugs.
Wow.
I don't know what the bugs.
It's better.
What about cotton wool?
Cotton wool?
What about it? What's
cotton
wool?
Filter.
Woody filter. Fork and the knife and the spoon. All depends how you're using it. Okay, if you are removing, for example, the right side, the eating chocolate, and you're taking your potato from the beans, is that called boiling clean? I'm using a spoon to separate it, right?
Yeah, I want it.
Again, we're going with Hilda's clean right now. Is that called a clean? No! Why? I do my hands! I'm using a spoon to make my life easier. That's about the motto. Okay, what am I going to say?
Why can you go fishing on Shabbos?
Fishing on Shabbos, yeah. That's called shechita.
What?
The killing an animal. It's over an issue of soul and shechita.
They let it eat fish live.
Yeah, when you take out the water, it will die. Correct or not correct? Right, you have to have an offer of soul and an offer of shechita.
Soul will die. Oh, shechita.
But Zorba, you call this fish. So it's clear 100% for a person to take a knife and peel the fruits is permitted. Okay, this is good. Rabbi said, how about the apple corer? Rabbi said, we're going to go through all the caning right now. The apple coin, or the apple coin.
The coin out, you pop it in.
Yeah. Pop it in. You know what
I'm talking about?
Yeah, but don't do it. Hey,
you pop it out, you pull it out.
Oh, shit, my apple.
No, both sides.
No,
what are you telling you?
Never works. Never works.
Apple coin,
apple
coin, what's wrong?
Apple? Cora. Are you sure?
I'm not
lying.
You
pull
out of the
door. Arthur!
Why?
Like that.
What
did you say for the boy? Oh, wait a second. No, no, no.
Okay,
let's now there are some place in what about you say? There are some place in that one today that the apple core is butter. Why? Because you leave a lot of apple together with the core, not only the core gums, but there's an apple! So you're taking soyas and oregano together, and that was exactly like taking a bowl of Gary Nim, separating half of that bowl, half of that bowl!
Oh,
you're taking some of the apple with you!
We're
getting a bit of the bowl, Writer, next, Are you, this is a good one, are you, are you allowed to use a stoner?
What's a stoner?
Stoner?
Who's a stoner? Especially put a cherry inside, for example. You go,
oh!
Comes out.
Never seen it.
What comes out? Snow?
Stone! The pit!
That's a bug.
The matter!
I told you guys you should have
stone. I got it, right?
Oh,
I
never
stone.
What do you do
at all? Hey there!
Cherry? I've never seen a stone.
Stone comes out, cherry's out of stone now.
Oh, they have it with apple.
Oh, stone!
Maybe a China!
Quark. Again? They use the straw from coke.